With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. While Israel routinely warns Iranian civilians to evacuate before missiles are launched, apparently Iran does not extend the same life-saving courtesy to the Israelis. The BBC's Dan Johnson in Jerusalem says a high-rise apartment building and a large hospital are among the latest Israeli civilian targets hit by Iran.
The latest wave of missiles fired by Iran prompted air raid alerts and air defense interceptions across Israel around 7 a.m. local time this morning. But some missiles did get through. Buildings have been damaged in Tel Aviv and further south. In Beersheba, around 50 people were injured when the Soroka hospital was hit, damaging wards which had been mostly evacuated.
Israel has killed numerous high-ranking Iranian military officials, and now Israel's defense minister has threatening words for Iran's supreme leader, who he says cannot continue to exist. The U.S. dispatching additional firepower to the Mideast. The USS Nimitz carrier strike group is headed to the region, joining other American forces. President Trump says he does not want to carry out a U.S. strike on Iran, but adds that he will if it's necessary.
Donald Trump has long denounced American military intervention around the world. When it comes to Iran, he's not itching to start a war, but says the U.S. stands ready to act.
I'm not looking to fight, but if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do.
The president is adamant about preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and says he remains undecided about ordering a military strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Last night's test of a SpaceX rocket did not go well. Starship 36 exploded as it was being fueled on the ground. The spectacular fireball lit the night sky over South Texas. This is SRN News. A baseball star subverts the LGBT agenda.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are celebrating Gay Pride Month and recently sent the team out onto the field wearing caps with a rainbow logo on them. Pitcher Clayton Kershaw responded by using a magic marker to write the words Genesis 9, 12 through 16 right next to the logo on his cap. Those verses describe how God established the rainbow as a marker of his covenant with Noah and all living creatures on earth after the flood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion funding across the U.S. is drying up 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. An initial surge of donations has subsided, scores of clinics have closed, and abortion advocates predict that federal policy changes will result in more shutting down. On the other hand, a majority of abortions in the U.S. are now carried out using pills, and abortion groups are working hard to provide them to women, especially in pro-life states. This is SRN News. More employers are putting health insurance decisions in the hands of workers.
They're giving employees money to buy their own coverage in what's known as individual coverage reimbursement arrangements instead of offering a plan through work. Advocates say this approach provides small companies that couldn't afford insurance a chance to offer something. It also caps a growing expense for employers and fits conservative goals of giving people more purchasing power over their coverage. But this approach places the risk of finding the right coverage on the employee. John Scott reporting.
Not ready to throw in the towel, Long Island, New York's last commercial duck farm is rebuilding after a bird flu outbreak forced the destruction of its entire 100,000 bird flock in January. The first wave of more than 900 ducklings arrived at Crescent Duck Farm last month. More this month and still more are on the way. More details at SRNnews.com.